So we've heard a lot about Appalachian resiliency during tough times, and we wanted to end the show with something inspiring. A story about a program designed to empower young women and girls through rock music. Girls Rock Whitesburg in Whitesburg, Kentucky is a music camp for female, gender-fluid, non-binary, and trans youth. Over the course of a week, campers learn an electric instrument, form a band, and write songs. At the end, they perform it in front of a live audience. Last summer, Folkways Corps reporter Nicole Musgrave followed two campers who reinvented a traditional protest song. So, let's hear some Girls Rock.
The name of the camp is Girls Rock, and today, that's exactly what they're doing. Meet Cheyenne, the drummer of one of the camp's newly formed bands.
My name is Cheyenne Gladson. I live in Cumberland, Kentucky. I'm 18 years old. I wanted to play music for a really long time because I go to a lot of shows, but I never played. But even though I obviously wanted to.
And Adeline, her bandmate.
I'm Adeline Allison. I'm from Harlan, Kentucky, and I'm 17 years old. I've always been drawn to music, but I've only played music with men, which is fine, but I've never really met any other women who play music before.
Whenever you're stomping, like, freaking stick your tongue out or wink, you're just like...
Girls Rock Whitesburg launched in the summer of 2018, part of an international network that supports camps like this all over the world. This is Cheyenne and Adeline's second year at camp. They both say last summer was empowering.
I was able to find some confidence musically and personally.
We don't really realize like how much of a necessity that is, you know, to have confidence in ourselves. You know, that's not conceited. That's not bad to love yourself, you know?
Cheyenne, Adeline, and their third bandmate, Lara Helene, are all camp interns this summer, so they're calling their band The Interns. This year, they wrote the camp's theme song.
Just a little chant for our girls to, you know, say out loud and remember that they're strong, and they can use their voice, and they can be loud. It's just such an important part for like all these young girls to remember, because so many girls feel like they don't have room to talk, you know, or like even if they do, no one's gonna like value their opinion. But that's not true at all.
Voicing opinions, especially on social issues, is a big part of what Girls Rock is about. In addition to music instruction, campers participate in workshops on topics like sex ed and anti-oppression. And they discuss difficulties in their personal lives and conflicts they see happening in the world. This week, some campers have written songs about their experiences with bullying and sexism. Last year, Cheyenne and her band wrote a song called Melt the Ice to speak out against immigration and customs enforcement. Girls Rock Whitesburg is part of a long Appalachian tradition of protest music written by women.
Melt the ice! Melt the ice! Melt the ice!
Come on, you poor workers, good news to you, I'll tell how the good old union has come in here to dwell. Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
That's Florence Reese in a 1980 recording, singing her song, Which Side Are You On? It was a response to the bloody labor struggles she witnessed in her home in Harlan County. During the 1930s, when Reese wrote it, other female activists in eastern Kentucky were also using music to speak out against injustices in their communities.
If you go to Harlan County, there is no neutral there. You'll either be a union man or a thug for J.H. Blair. Which side are you on?
In the song, she condemns coal operators and law enforcement, and she calls on miners to organize. On the surface, songs like Which Side Are You On, that draw on the ballad and old-time music traditions, might not seem to have much in common with the punk tradition that many girls rockers draw from. But there's more common than meets the eye. The common thread is dissent. At Girls Rock Whitesburg, the traditions mix and meld. Organizer and music instructor Michella Phipps even has a name for it.
I just like to call us kudzu punks, whether it's a fiddle or whether it's an electric guitar. It's kind of that same thing. We're telling stories and we're expressing things that happen to us in creative ways.
Carrie Carter, another instructor, sees the overlap between the past and present.
A lot of what happens in old-time music in like the 1800s and early 1900s is, you know, fighting against oppression and fighting the man and fighting systemic issues.
Cheyenne hears similar strains in the music she and Adeline are learning to play at Girls Rock.
Punk music's just kind of saying what you feel and what you think should be said, you know, like just expressing yourself, and you can do that. Or they can definitely hear you because you're so loud, you know?
Following in the path of Florence Reese, the Girls Rock campers are learning the connection between music and activism. When it came time for the interns to choose a song to cover during their final camp performance, they chose Which Side Are You On?
The old song about the miners in Harlem, just because of like what's happening right now.
At the time of this interview, back in the summer of 2019, dozens of coal miners and their families had taken up residence in the middle of a train track in Harlan County, just 20 miles from here. They were blocking a shipment of coal to protest against their former employer, Black Jewel, which had recently gone bankrupt, laid them off, and then failed to pay their remaining wages.
My dad was playing that song when he was driving me home yesterday. We passed the protesters in Harlan, the miners who are protesting on the tracks in Cumberland. I've always loved the song, so it's kind of cool to see it be relevant again.
We're behind all the miners. Like, we support them 100%. Like, we want them to get their money. The company has still not paid them, and they're not really worried about it, you know? But the more people that we get in on it, I feel like they can't ignore us.
It's the final day of camp, and a crowd has gathered on a grassy hillside for the band's final performance. The interns play the camp theme song they wrote, along with a cover of the song I Want to Be Your Girlfriend by Girl in Red. They close their set with a performance of Which Side Are You On? Along with electric guitar, drums, and bass, the interns have added fiddle and banjo to their version, as a nod to the song's place in old-time music repertoires. Their bandmate, Lara Helene, introduces the song with words of support for the Black Jewel mining families.
Support miners, support people over profits. Yeah. Support these mountains. It is a place worth fighting for and not just a place worth leaving. So this one is called Which Side Are You On?
Come all you good workers, good news to you, I'll tell of how the old mining has come here to dwell. Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
For Inside Appalachia, I'm Nicole Musgrave in Whitesburg, Kentucky.